Hello, Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 31st, and the whole week ahead. Well, today is New Year's Eve, but the sky isn't alight with fireworks. No, just a little old moon sat on her own in the sign of Aquarius. Good time to wonder and think about things, especially when it comes to intimacy. There is something that you need to either get off your chest or explore, and it's to do with sex. So when it comes to sex, these next few days is a time for you to experiment or at least know what you want. Here's your Sunday stars. Mars conjunct Neptune in your ninth house. How deliciously seductive. I wouldn't be at all surprised if over the next few weeks you meet someone from a different land, culture, or speaks a different language. But they're certainly going to wrap you around their little finger. Or is it you doing the wrapping? Doesn't really matter, because there is romance in your stars, but it comes from a person from a different place. So, you know, the place you would have thought of even yesterday. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon conjunct Venus, that's rather nice. Again, very sexy, a lot of passion around your stars now. But with the moon now moving into Pisces, we're now looking overseas. We're thinking internationally. Well, if you're not, you should be. I don't want you to go travelling yet, because with Mercury retrograde, if you do go, there's bound to be problems. The symptoms of the cosmos are now double check everything if you've got to go, but if you can delay it, do it. Here's your Tuesday stars. I love Venus moving into Pisces for you, because it's water signs, Pisces and Cancer. But how lovely is this? This is pure indulgence, creative, it's artistic, it's romantic, it's loving. And over the next few weeks, you are going to meet some people. But there'll be one person more than any other who will really turn you on. And you might not know it, but you're turning them on too. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury now moves backwards from Capricorn into Sagittarius. You've got to be a little careful here, especially when it comes to your relationships, that you say the right things and do the right things. And then over the next few weeks, make sure you take care of matters to do with your health. Anything medical now needs assurances. And if it means that you've got to go and have a chat with somebody about a matter to do with health, yours or somebody else, do it. Here's your Thursday stars. A tricky aspect between the Moon, Sun and Pluto doesn't make this an easy day. On the contrary, you may have to deal with somebody who thinks they know better than you about your life. Is there anything more infuriating than an interfering person? Well, not today there isn't. I mean, you could try delaying tactics or just pay them lip service. And maybe they'll go away. Here's your Friday stars. So much, and I mean so much going on in your career house. It's not too late to make some resolutions, you know, about your professional ambitions or your career per se. In fact, it's a very good day for you to consider your options when it comes to professional prospects and vocational needs. This is an excellent time for you to nail your colours to the mast of anything to do with your ambitions or your career. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.